From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the coup in Burkina Faso comes to an end.
Declaration.
The coup leader apologized to the country, says he plans to hand over power to a civilian government. In his statement, General Guibert Diendéré says he will step down as the country's de facto leader at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is warning China that Chinese-sponsored cyber espionage is a major stumbling block to U.S.-China relations. Speaking in Washington, she said such spying must stop. The comments come just 3 days ahead of a state visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday significant progress has been made in the UN's long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said he reported to the IAEA's board about a trip to Iran that included a visit to the Parchin military site that's been the key focus of the investigation. Amano said environmental samples were taken at Parchin before his visit in a process that he said included Iranian representatives, in his words, swiping samples. Amano said authentication by the agency of the samples was achieved through an established verification process. Iran's state-run news agency quoted a spokesman for the country's nuclear agency as saying the samples were taken without IAEA inspectors present. Pope Francis landed Monday in Santiago, the last stop of his tour in Cuba. He was praised for helping to build ties between Cuba and the United States. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Scott Walker has suspended his race for the White House. Analysts and insiders attributed the Wisconsin governor's decision to a lack of funding. Walker said he has become disillusioned with the Republican race and that the overall campaign had, in his words, drifted into personal attacks.
I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive, conservative alternative to the current frontrunner.
Walker's campaign failed to gain traction nationally, and several recent surveys showed him favored by fewer than 5% of likely voters in the key state of Iowa. Hungary's parliament has authorized the army to use non-lethal force against migrants who try to enter the country illegally. Hungary has already sealed its border with Serbia with razor wire, and now Hungarian soldiers may use rubber bullets, tear gas, and net guns. They can also search houses for illegal migrants. The International Commission of Inquiry on Syria is calling on states to curb the flow of weapons to combatants there. Lisa Schlein reports.
In a hard-hitting emotional presentation, Commission Chair Paulo Sergio Pinheiro told members of the UN Council that Syria has fallen apart before their eyes.
This rending of a nation is the price of doing nothing made manifest.
Pinheiro said all warring parties are deliberately targeting civilians who are the primary victims of this vicious conflict. He described government bombardments of civilian areas and indiscriminate shelling by anti-government armed groups. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate the actions of their country's armed forces in and around Syria to prevent an unintended military confrontation. They met Monday at the Russian president's residence outside of Moscow. Netanyahu said the talks were conducted in an atmosphere of mutual respect. Prospects for a UN-sponsored power-sharing agreement in Libya dimmed Monday as heavy fighting erupted in the city of Benghazi. Two rival governments are vying for control of the country. The UN envoy to Libya, Bernardino León, remained locked in negotiations in Morocco as a deadline for peace talks came and went Sunday. Last week, León warned that his announced September 20th deadline was the very last moment for Libyans to come together. The envoy is now calling for an immediate ceasefire. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.